Good morning, Jeannie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Have a good day.
Good. You too. Have a blessed one.
Has anyone tried to make that chocolate recipe that Char gave? I guess it was Monday.
With the avocado? No, I want to try it, though.
I made it last night for today, and I bought some organic strawberries yesterday specifically. It's the consistency of pudding, so I'm thinking maybe it's a little too thick, although I could always just eat this pudding, too. It's interesting. I did use the dates, and then I saw on the right, I put, or you could use cocoa and Vital Balance. Actually, it was a little bit harder than I like, so I threw in a scoop of Vital Balance anyway after I had done everything else. But I think that before I serve it, I may add some water and stir it in. But it's good.
I bet it is.
I want to dip strawberries.
Did she give it out on Monday? Should I go back to that date to get it?
It's an easy one, Mary Lou, if you want me to just read it right now.
Okay, tell me.
A ripe avocado.
Okay.
1/2 to 3/4 cup water. Start with 1/2 cup.
Okay.
She said 4 tablespoons of a natural non-alkalized cocoa powder. I just used Hershey's. That's what I had.
Okay.
A dash of vanilla.
Okay.
6 to 10 chopped dates. I actually put 10 in.
Pretty small?
Standard size.
Okay.
Or you could use 1/4 cup of cocoa and 2 scoops of Vital Balance.
Okay, just a second. Now, I use the dates. If I don't have dates, I could use 1/4 cup of cocoa?
Right, instead of the 4 tablespoons, plus 2 scoops of Vital Balance.
Okay.
And if you're doing that, you may need a little extra water.
Okay.
And you just put it in the food processor. And you can use it as a topping for fresh fruit or to dip. I had already made the guacamole, so my food processor was already avocadoed out. So I didn't even watch it. I just
put it in
made this right then afterwards.
Good. Sounds great, but now I put 4 tablespoons of the cocoa powder, or you said something else on the third ingredient at the top. But that was supposed to have been something else, right?
Was a ripe avocado, 1/2 to 3/4 cup of water, start with 1/2 cup, 4 tablespoons of cocoa, or she said natural non-alkalized cocoa powder. I only have cocoa powder.
I just have cocoa powder, so.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the vanilla, and then you did the dates.
Right. Or if you're not going to use the dates, you could use 1/4 cup of cocoa plus 2 scoops of Vital Balance.
Okay. That's what I had right, but I wanted to be sure that I wasn't putting cocoa twice or whatever, but it's either, if you didn't have the date, you could
right.
do this other. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. And, you know, if it's okay with you, I just want to read something from Sunday's paper here. In the business section for some reason, they ask a question every week. Twinkies will return to shelves July 15th. Are Twinkies all around the country or is it more localized here?
Yeah, I think they're around the country.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know that they stopped making them. It's a Cleveland company. They went out of business, maybe 6 or 8 months ago, and everybody was in an uproar. How can you take them away from us? Da, 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 da. Anyway, they're coming back July 15th, and the question was, have you missed them? And then they have a circle with, absolutely, I can't wait until they're back, 43%. I can take them or leave them, 31%. Not a bit, they're gross, 26%. Some of the answers are very interesting. Just curious to know if these are 20-year-old Twinkies and Hostess is just repackaging them is one of the answers. 20, because you know that they will stay on the shelf for ages and ages and not age. 20-year-old Twinkies and they're just repackaging them. Garbage food for garbage people. This is the only food that comes with a 1-year warranty.
I say they sold the company, so.
Yeah, they did. Somebody else is going to do them now. So, and they have a picture of Twinkies at the bottom. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I like that one. The only food that comes with a one-year warranty.
One-year warranty.
Hilarious.
I read that somebody was going to come back with them. I've never even had one, I don't think, in my life.
I haven't
But
either.
Anyway, you know, I don't know. But I guess lots of people do.
And they'll be back next week.
We have them. I was going to say, many years ago when the kids were little, they had a day-old store here in town and on Wonder Bread and stuff like that, and they always got the Hostess things in. So, yeah, I had them many years ago. But here the last few years, they had been dipping them in something and selling them as fried Twinkies or something like that at the state fairs.
Oh, yeah.
It was wild.
Fried Twinkies and all that kind of stuff.
I'm finishing. You can finish. Thank you.
Well, that ties into what I was. I had brought up an article. Anybody else have comments about that?
I think that's enough.
I'm going to get some fruit dessert.
No. No, make the avocado.
Yeah.
It'll be much better.
It'll be interesting to see if anybody put the avocado in the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kind of like the black bean brownies.
Right. Before we leave that, I thought you said you went back to get strawberries. And I thought you were going to have strawberries.
Yeah, I bought organic strawberries yesterday.
She's going to dip them or top them. With that.
Oh, you're gonna. Okay. Well, I kept thinking, well, it's gonna have strawberries in the recipe, and I didn't know.
Oh, I'm gonna dip. We're gonna dip. It's just my kids. We're gonna dip.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
There's an article on the MSN Healthy Living yesterday. Yesterday, the day before, anyway. 12 foods your dentist won't eat, and it says. It says, a fully grown male deer, the carbon copy of a 2007 Shelby Mustang Sunny Car, Tom Cruise, and all the sugar and other sweeteners you, the average American, will eat this year. What do they all have in common? They all weigh approximately 140 pounds. Life is sweet, all right. So sweet that each of us will eat the sugar equivalent of 6,047 Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in the next 12 months. Impossible? Right? Sure, or you'd like a piece of birthday cake now and again, and you're not above raiding the kids' Halloween stash for Christmas stockings or even stealing a serving of ice cream once a week or so. But 140 pounds of the sweet stuff? How can that be? The authors of the best-selling weight loss book, Eat This, Not That, reveal 12 of the most sugar-packed foods in America. Some are ice cream treats, sure, but just as many are regular food products that you've never in a million years considered, quote, desserts. That is, until now. Steer clear of these 12 sugar-packed foods. Your blood sugar and your teeth depend on it. So, one of them is the most sugar-packed canned product is Del Monte Peach Chunks in heavy syrup. A half a cup has 23 grams of sugar. And it goes through and it says instead of says the viscous sugar solution that's in there clings to the fruit like syrup to a pancake, soaking every bite with utterly unnecessary calories. Looking for cheap sources of fruit to have on hand at any time? Opt for the frozen stuff. It's picked at the height of season and flash frozen on the spot, keeping costs low and nutrients high. So instead they say Dole frozen sliced peaches, 3/4 cup. They only had 10 grams of sugar. I'm like, well, that's still a lot of sugar. It seems to me. So then the next is the most sugar-packed breakfast baked good, Tim Hortons whole grain raspberry muffin. I know they have Tim Hortons in Michigan when we go to visit Ricky's mom. I've seen a Tim Hortons there, but that has 29 grams of sugar in it.
And I'll bet there's no raspberry.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. And it says this bevy of berries is teeming more than sugar, it's teeming with more sugar than you'd find in a pack of Reese's peanut butter cups. So I'm like, okay, I'm a muffin girl. I love muffins. So I'm like, well, so much for that one. And that's the whole grain raspberry one. And then the most sugar-packed cereal is Quaker Natural Granola Oat in Honey and Raisins. One cup has 26 grams of sugar. And they say instead of that, where is it? Post-shredded wheat, one cup has zero sugar. And then the most sugar-packed Chinese meal is Manchu Wok Honey Garlic Chicken with fried rice, 34 grams of sugar, 840 calories, 2,100 milligrams of sodium. Mm-hmm. And the most sugar-packed mall snack, Auntie Anne's Cinnamon Sugar Pretzel with Sweet Dip, 61 grams of sugar. Oh, my God, this whole pretzel. And then the most sugar-packed fast food breakfast is Dunkin' Donuts Apple Crumb Donut with small coffee with cream and sugar, 66 grams of sugar, 600 calories. The most sugar-packed coffee house drink, Starbucks Strawberry and Cream Frappuccino Blended Cream. The grande size of 2% milk and whipped cream has 71 grams of sugar.
Oh.
Golly. And then the most sugar-packed fruity ice cream, Cold Stone Creamery Blueberry Ice Cream, gotta have it size, 74 grams of sugar. The most sugar-packed smoothie, Jamba Juice Berry, Banana Berry, 22 ounce, 82 grams of sugar. I've been to Jamba Juice several times after the gym, but I started looking at their list of sugar contents. I don't even go there anymore.
I
get a shot of wheatgrass.
I wonder if they add sugar to the fruit.
They must.
I mean, certainly the fruit has some, but my gosh, that's way above what you would expect fruit to have, right?
No, I know it. I'm sure they add.
Oh, my.
Or sweetener to it, yeah.
It must be syrup.
And the most sugar. Yeah. The most sugar-packed hot beverage is Starbucks Salted Caramel Hop Chocolate. Venti size of 2% milk is 81 grams of sugar. And the most sugar-packed shake is from Cold Stone Creamery. It's the BP and C shake. Gotta have it size 140 grams of sugar. 1,700 calories.
Wow. That's a whole day's worth of calories.
And then here's the most sugary
fire.
Yeah. The most sugar-packed menu item in America is Baskin-Robbins Oreo Layered Sundae, 146 grams of sugar, 1,300 calories, and 61 grams of fat.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, my goodness. Isn't that something? So now I'm sugared out, and I can just read that and go, oh. I thought that was pretty interesting. Went back to my childhood a little bit. We used to do Dunkin' Donuts all the time, and of course we ate. I don't eat ice cream anymore. But we used to have ice cream a lot growing up in Texas. That was one of our things. And when I go back to visit, my family is still big on ice cream. They have it in the freezer. Generally it's the vanilla, you know, and then they add whatever they want to it, but pretty interesting. Summer items. So, what are you guys doing today for 4th of July? Any plans?
Not doing a thing.
No? Oh, that's good.
Us to come to the lake, and if there's chiggers out there, and my husband, who never gets chiggers, is covered with them this year, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm going to our little town community parade at 10 o'clock. They always have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go eat watermelon. The hospital started last year feeding anybody that wanted watermelon to come have watermelon out there from 10 until 12.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Is it going to be really hot?
Well, we've had this 2 or 3 days of cool deal here, and I think we're about 80 some odd right now. We're not like what we had been. We've had about 4 days of cool. You know, it got down to 70 at night, so we're doing great for us.
Yeah, it feels very pleasant here, too.
Good. It's cooled back down here a little bit as well. Here is a,
Are you home, Jeannie?
A little, no. We leave on Monday.
Okay.
We're still in beautiful, well, we're in Encinitas, California, which is just north of San Diego, about 20 minutes maybe.
What do you do?
We're close to the ocean, so it's nice. The weather cooled. We were in the 80s, low 80s, which is still nice, but more humid. I started feeling more of the humidity level.
Really?
Back down to the June gloom a little bit, even though it's July.
But San Diego doesn't usually have much humidity.
Yeah. But there was a marine layer that was coming in for a few days. We have, you know, the doors open and the windows open in the cottage, sleeping, which is wonderful for us because we never do that in Phoenix. It's getting a little steady here. Lower bacteria levels in the gut may be tied to autism in kids. All new study suggests. They took a, they analyzed gut bacteria from 20 children with autism and 20 children without, and the children with autism had significantly fewer types of gut bacteria, which potentially could make them more vulnerable to harmful bacteria. The study also found that children with autism had significantly lower amounts of 3 types of important gut bacteria. Interesting. It just appeared in the journal CLOS-1. One of the reasons we started addressing this topic is the fact that autistic children have a lot of gastrointestinal problems that can last into adulthood. One of the researchers at Arizona State University Biodesign Institute. Studies have shown that when we manage these problems, their behavior improves dramatically. What about, think of that brain and gut connection that people have talked about before.
I don't know if you remember years ago, the chiropractor I used to listen to always said that diseases all start in the gut.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
I did read what you were just reading recently.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, July the 3rd it was released, so that was yesterday.
Yeah.
This particular one. Interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Anything else anybody have on your mind today? Oh, I have to show you my, I had a couple days ago, you know, Ricky's selling the salsa maker here, and he makes fresh salsa all day long, and they had some avocados, and he brought over to me a half of an avocado in the little rind, and it was filled with salsa.
Mm.
And the guy that he's working with, Alan, makes these, and he, first you cut the avocado and you take the pit out, cut it in half lengthwise, and then he sprinkles it with lime juice and a little bit of salt, and then he put this homemade salsa right on top of it, and he said you eat it like a shooter. He calls it an avocado shooter, which you just squeeze in your mouth. But this was bigger than I wanted to be in public eating. So I cut it with I had a little plastic knife, and I cut it in segments. It was delicious. And he said, Jeannie, he goes, you serve that at any get-together with people, and they'll be so impressed because it's just delicious. It was fantastic.
You could even spoon, use a spoon and take it out.
Yeah, just eat it with a spoon. He goes, you can eat it however you want to. He goes, I just go like this. And he goes,
that's like an oyster, right?
Yeah, he squeezes the skin, you know, and it kind of pops out. And his mouth, if it's a smaller avocado, that would work. But this one was a little bit bigger. But it was really, really good. So just another quickie with avocados since they're in season.
Okay, just a second. Uh-oh, stay here. Stay here.
Well, if that's all we have today, shall we have a happy fourth?
Jeannie?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'll probably hold it until the dog was barking. An ambulance came up across the street to pick up my neighbor, and I didn't know what was happening. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, what does his salsa all fresh with just with the peppers and the tomatoes and onions and stuff?
Yes, it's tomatoes, like two tomatoes. I don't know. When you make it,
well, you can mix it any way you want to.
Tomatoes, onions, garlic, cilantro.
Okay.
Lemon juice.
Okay.
A little, mm-hmm, if you want salt.
It sounds great. Great.
And a little jalapeno if you like heat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
That's kind of the way I fix mine, but I just, you know, I thought, well, I'll ask, because I thought that makes a lot of difference in how good the salsa is.
Yeah, and for me, I like a lot of cilantro, so
I do.
I usually add extra cilantro and a little extra garlic.
Okay.
Those are my favorites. So. Well, good. Well, everybody, thank you for coming on and have a wonderful
I apologize because I was thinking my phone was on mute and I forgot that it wasn't when I hollered at the dog, so apologize.
We knew you didn't know.
Well, I didn't expect it. All of a sudden, this lady in front of me lived by herself and the ambulance came up and picked her from the fire department and they loaded her up, so I didn't know. You never know what's going to be. Take care. Thank you. Okay. Good call.
Thanks, Jeannie.
All right, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jeannie. Fourth, everybody.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.